said, man, I don't know about you. You ever been to Chicago? You know, I don't know any of the guys. You guys ever been to Chicago? Well, yeah, I was living in Minnesota. I'm like, oh, they got this thing called Italian beef. So I'm looking. Finally, I walk up and said, okay, I know I want an Italian sausage sandwich, but Italian sausage sandwich and hot Italian beef? And thinking, so I said to the guy behind the counter, I go, so what's the hot Italian beef? And he goes, and he takes my credit card, and he goes, and I go, by the way, what is a hot Italian beef? And he goes, what's your last name? Your last name, Fieri. You Italian? You don't know what hot Italian beef is? Hey, Joey, this guy, I'm like, I couldn't, I mean, I was trying to find the counter to get under, you know? And this is Pre-Food Network, by the way. And I'm like,
oh, so you couldn't pull out the business card.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done that anyways. This wasn't going anywhere good. And so the guy's like, you don't know? Oh. You're going to let them. So as soon as he buried me, then he pulled me back up and he goes, you're going to love it. Peppers, you want hot peppers on there, right? Load him up! You know? So the next thing I walk away with this 4-pound baby. You know, it was a football. I felt like I was doing a high school pose. And I sat over there. I was about 40 napkins into it. Like, you should rename this thing. You know, the 40 napkin. So, you know, as I've slathered, it's run down the arm and the whole thing. And I wrap it up. So I can only eat half of it. You know, it's not Thanksgiving. I can only eat half of this thing. So I take it with me. I had it with me all day. I carried this sandwich with me, and I would eat on it, you know? Like I was picking, you know, parts off the cheese. And I remember saying, when we started this show, you know, like we'd sit around and go, like, well, where do you want to take this diner show next? And I said, man, I don't know about you. You ever been to Chicago? You know, I don't know any of the guys. Like, has ever been to Chicago? Well, yeah, we're living in Minnesota. I'm like, oh, they got this thing called Italian beef. You ever had that? I'm like, well, yeah, we've had that. I'm like, well, let's go to the airport. I know this guy. So it just turned to that. So when we came here, I was here doing a speaking engagement for the National Beef Board. And there was a bunch of people from Denver. This High Noon Productions was shooting with us. And we were doing a challenge. We never have a group of shows called Challenge. So I'm at the hotel, we're downtown, and I said to everybody, I said, you know, they bring in all the, like, the hotel catered food. I'm like, nah, not so much. Yeah, I'm not so much of a hotel food kind of guy. We do find some hotels that really rock the food, but so we go, and I said to one of the guys working at the desk, I said, where can I get a hot Italian beef? And he goes, oh, you got to go to such and such, a chain. It's a chain, but it's good. I mean, it's not, you know, it's kind of like pizza. When it's good, it's really good. When it's bad, still good. So I don't, what's it called?
Portillo's.
Oh, yeah. So I go down to Portillo's myself because I don't know how to order it. I just know that I can see the things I want. And so I order up all these hot Italian beefs, and I bring them back to the hotel. So there's, you know, 100 volunteers working on this event, plus the film crew. So the film crew and I are sitting there, and we're eating these hot Italian beefs, and people, I'm not kidding you, the same experience I had when I was at the hotel or at the airport with the, you know, they're getting that same, and they're going, what are we having? Like, I made this.
So there's actually a menu to way to order it. You could order it wet, dry.
Okay, oh, well, I had to go down for my tutelage. You know, I had to go down for a full thing. But it was exactly what it was. So anyway, back to my whole comment about loving to come to Chicago.